I'm gonna go to Queen Elizabeth Park.
Okay, Oliver, can you come sort of move around? Your signal strength went right down. Maybe turn your head slightly and give us a call back again. I understand you're going to go to Queen Elizabeth Park. Is that correct?
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth Park. Maybe I'm going to need a radio. This one is not performing very well.
Okay, well, I got you much better that time. So, okay, field day for you at the Queen Elizabeth Park. Are you going to be doing any radio work?
Yes, I'm going to meet the vector guys, because that's where I did the certificate. And I don't have good equipment right now, so I'm going to check out their equipment.
Okay, roger that. All right, well, enjoy the day tomorrow. Anything else before I let you go?
No, thank you.
All right, 73, Oliver. Okay, any more for the check-in and chat net? I'm still here in the ham shack looking for three more.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julia, Mike.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet, Mike.
Hey Gary, thanks for running the net, and yeah, I'm sticking around.
Roger that. Are you aware what we're yakking about today there, John? It's about field day. What are you doing for field day?
Yeah, I'm Oscar Mike on the move. I've been listening since you started the net, and that was around Hope. And I'm currently about to take the Abbotsford exit and take Zero Avenue all the way back to our neighborhood, coming back from Kelowna. So, yeah, I've been listening. I was going to break for a second here. Unfortunately, making my rounds because field day coincides with Biden's Patty Day. So I actually bought it 2 weeks ago and had the exhaust, facing exhaust put on it. So it's been taking like forever to send it from Italy and then the exhaust that is. And then finally the install is going to be ready tomorrow. I'm so freaking excited. So they said it would pick up around 4 o'clock, so maybe I'll swing around after I get it. I'll probably be too excited. I just want to take it to see the sky, but I might want to swing by and see people. But so we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, John, right on. Yeah, well, I mean, Paul, you probably heard earlier, Victor Papa with his transmission oil line leak. He'll hopefully show up at the Surrey thing as well, so you guys can both have something to talk about there. Anything else, anyway, before I let you go?
Just I'm sorry to hear that, Victor Papa. I know you look forward to those camping trips, but it sounds like you got it all sorted out, and hopefully the bill's not too much. What a bummer. That was a bit of a drag, a bit of a start, so a little bit of a hiccup, but it's all good. You got a place. You're going to be there Monday, so I'm happy for you, brother. I'm glad you got it sorted out. Just hope the bill's not too deep. And back to you, net control, Gary. Run with it. Have a good one. Oh, what are you doing? What's your plan, brother?
Well, I'll be down at the field, and literally it is a field. I've been handed the mic at 1 o'clock, so we'll see how well I do with that. I helped with the setup this morning, as Reg might have mentioned earlier there. There was a bunch of us out there setting things up and debugging issues and so forth. So I'm looking forward to it. It truly is going to be a actual field day for me. Back to you.
Contact. I will make an effort to show up where my club is at. I guess I have to do that. Yeah, so I'll see you guys there. Back to you, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, clear on your final 7-3.
Contact.
Yep, roger, contact. Go ahead with your call sign, please.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Mike November. Just letting the net control know that your AF is heavily overmodulated or overdriven.
Yeah, okay, understood. I think it's the room I'm in. I'm not sure. I've been trying to figure out that problem myself. How does it sound to you now?
Overmodulated and clipping. Also, just proper net control etiquette. Please leave 1 to 2 seconds between transmissions to allow other break-ins.
Yeah, roger that. I was thinking I was doing that, but perhaps not. So thank you very much for your comment.
Roger, roger. You're still slightly clipping, but you're getting better. I'm not sure what you've changed on your side. 7-3.
Roger that. Okay, and Victor Echo 7, Charlie Mike November, have you got any comments for the net tonight then?
I may be lurking with my HF pack, also representing my club, Victor Alpha 7, Hotel Papa Charlie, House Panther Communications. Anybody wants to see me, I'm the guy with the green military pack, but just come say hi. I'm autistic. Don't take it personally if I don't look at you when I'm talking to you.
Okay, roger that, Scott. And note taken. I'll be down at the SART site tomorrow for our get-together. I won't have a chance to actually get around, so there you go. Will you be at the Burnaby one or Delta, or where will you be at?
Roger, roger. Probably the Burnaby. I don't have the address for that. Just FYI, your modulation is still slightly hot. Your AF is a little low, but your modulation is a little high.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Scott. And 73, have a great night.
Seven three to you, back to net control.
Okay, just looking for any more for the check-in and chat net for tonight.
Victor Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot Romeo.
V7 Papa Golf Echo.
Okay, got two more there. Victor Echo 7, Zulu Fox Romeo Valentin. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Gary. Thanks for taking my check-in there, and thanks for doing the net. I guess the topic was what are we doing for field day. Well, I'm going to be at the Surrey Club at the field there tomorrow. I won't be able to stay overnight because I got called in for work, though, so that's kind of sad. But, yeah, I'll be there on Saturday, and hopefully I'll work a few stations.
Okay, Valentin, looking forward to seeing you there tomorrow. Okay, and I'll move on now then to Randy at Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Echo. Go ahead.
V7PG here. Just looking over the field day rules. If I do any participate, it'll be as a home station Delta class, 100 watts, plugged into shore power. If I recall in the past, I would be one Delta of British Columbia, and I'm trying to figure out what the one is, where that comes into play. Anybody know?
You're by yourself. That's where the one comes in.
Okay, that makes sense. It sounds good. I'm just looking for that in writing.
Roger that. One Delta would be for yourself. Copy that as well. And anybody else have any comments for Randy on that topic?
I guess the silence is obvious. Yeah, very good. Everybody have a good time in the contest tomorrow. V7PG.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Randy. And 73, have a great night. Okay, anybody else before I shut her down for tonight? Anybody else for the check-in and chat net?
Recheck.
Go ahead with your recheck and your call sign again, please.
Of course, I will give you my call sign. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julia Mike. Where exactly is everybody in Surrey hanging out for field day? I know it's not the club, right? Or is it?
Okay, John. Yeah, sorry about that. It's going to be on 48 and just off of 176, so west of 176. Travel down 48. All the way to the very end, and it's going to be on your right. So off 176 and 48 in Cloverdale. Does that work for you?
Yes, sir, it does work for me, but only the government and my mom calls me John. It's John. I will see you tomorrow, Gary. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julius Mike.
Gosh, Johnny, many apologies again. I've done it to you again there. Okie dokie, look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Johnny.
It's all good. That's what it says on QRZ, so don't worry about it. All right, take care. Make sure to have a new home through the mic there.
And okie dokie, anybody else for the check-in and chat net for tonight?
Hey, Gary, it's Victor Papa again. That's 48th Avenue and 176th Street.
That would be affirmative, 48th Avenue and 176th. It's a narrow road, and you just go all the way to the end, and it's off on your right. You can't miss it because you'll see the two great big antennas there.
Okay, do you get in? Do you get on it from 176, or do you got to go up up 48 first?
Nope, you have to go down 176 or Highway 15, right, until you hit 48. That's the only way in. You cannot get in from the 168 side because there's a river in the way.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for that, Gary.
Roger that. Okay, once again, this is Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo, Gary, with the check-in and chat net on the Victor Echo 7, Romeo, Papa Tango repeater. I will now bring the check-in and chat net to a close for tonight. We would like to thank everyone who participated, and we'd like to thank the BCF MCA for the use of this repeater. This is Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo, standing down and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a great night, everybody. 73, and I look forward to a great field day for all of you tomorrow. 73 once again.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa, still on frequency, Paul, VA7ZEB.
Yeah, VA7ZEB, V7VP, go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Paul, I know this is coming from a guy who has never been to that field in his life, but apparently, according to the write-up on the website, which I also wrote and had no business writing because I've never been to the site in my life, you got to drive in from 176 on 48. So it's on 48, but you got to drive in a full kilometer from 176, and you're going west. So 176 to 48th Avenue, drive west for a full kilometer, and it's on your right. And like Gary said, you're going to see the antennas at that point.
Okay, sounds good, Reg. I will. I'll try and get out there tomorrow. See what I can do.
All right, great stuff. I will.